Today is the celebration or the remembrance of the disappearance from this world of Srila Haridas Thakur, the great devotee. So we're going to read, I'll read from this. You can read the whole chapter, which is Antilila chapter 11. So you can find that. Put the cursor in the Veda base. Okay. Now do Control F6. Okay, that put you into Bhaktivedanta Veda base. Right?
Yes.
Okay, then look for 10.162. You got that? F2, 10.162.
Yeah.
All right. Now get through until you get through to Antialila 10.162. You got that?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's quicker just to do 10.162 and go to F5 till you get it. All right. While you're doing that, I'll make a comment. As I've seen, it's quite a popular fashion here. Well, I've seen two devotees, wearing shirts with Hare Krishna written on it, in Sanskrit, which is maybe a nice idea, but it comes below the waist. So maybe it's not such a good idea. And also, because of the way the cloth is cut, you'll have the name of Krishna cut in half. So maybe it's not such a good idea. And then also, when you offer Shashtanga Pranam, then the name of Krishna also comes on the floor. So it's also not so good. Yeah, I saw you also. So, some thoughts. Did you find it yet?
Yeah.
Okay, you got Antilila 10.162. Okay, go down now. Okay, that's where we're starting. We're going to read here. If anyone wants to read along, I'm just going to read from this. This is actually the traditional system by which people would hear Shastra was part, which means that someone would read it and others would hear it, with occasional comments. That was the normal system. Pravachan is giving a lecture, but the normal system is, it would usually be, well, it would be someone from the Brahmin caste who could read, because most people didn't read. And he would read, he would take a scripture and read it to others. That was, self-study is a fairly common habit, which was introduced in India by the British. Otherwise, people would hear. That's the traditional system. So we'll just read today. The passing of Haridas Thakur. And that will take up the time of the lecture. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Reading chapter 11 of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Antialila chapter 11, The Passing of Haridas Thakur, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shiatah Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parajana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudo Deye Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamonado Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. The summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha as follows. In this chapter, it is described how Brahma Haridas Thakur gave up his body with the consent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how the Lord himself personally performed the funeral ceremony and carried the body to the sea. He personally entombed the body, covered it with sand, and erected a platform on the site. After taking a bath in the sea, he personally begged prasadam of Jagannath from shopkeepers and distributed prasadam to the assembled devotees. Namami Haridasam Tang Chaitanyam Tang Chatat Prabhum Sang Stitamapi Yanmurting Swanke Kritva Nanatayaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. So in each chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first verse is a Sanskrit verse, which summarizes in one verse the contents of the chapter. That's the usual format. And then most of the rest of the chapter is in Goriya Bhasha, or Bengali. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Dayamai Jaya Deita Priya Nitananda Priya Jai. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. Jaya Srinivasesha Haridasanath Jaya Gadadhara Priya Sharupranath. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadha Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Surup Damodar. Who are all these different people who are being mentioned? Well, it's one person. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Kashi Priya Jagadananda Pranesha Jaya Rup Sanatan Raghunathesha. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kashi Mishra. He is the Lord of the life of Jagadananda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Jaya Gaura Deha Krishna Shayang Bhagavan Kripa Kari Deha Prabhu Nijapada Dan. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. Jaya Nityananda Chandra Jai Chaitanya Pran Toma Charanara Binde Bhakti Deho Dan. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Jaya Deita Chandra Chaitanya Arja Shacharane Bhakti Deha Jaya Deita Chandra. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Gaura Bhakta Gana. Oh. Gaurajar Pran Shabhakta Mili More Bhakti Deho Dan. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you kindly bestow devotional service upon me. Jaya Rupa Sanatana Jiva Raghunath, Raghunatha Gopal Choi Moranath. Okay, I'll read it from here. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are all my masters. Esha Prashade Likhi Chaitanya Lila Gun. Joyche Toyche Likhi Kari Apana Pavan. I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. Emato Mahaprabhu Nila Chole Bash Shange Bhakta Ganalaya Kirtana Bilash. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Dine Nritta Kirtan Isha Darashan Ratre Raya Sharup Shane Rasha Ashadan. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees such as Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. Emato Mahaprabhu Shuke Kala Jai Krishna Biroha Bika Onge Nana Hai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Dine dine bare bika ratre atishoy chinta udbeg pralapadi jato shastre koi. Day after day, the symptoms increased, and at night they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, and talking like a madman, were present, just as they are described in the Shastras. Sharup Goshaya Ramananda Rai Ratri Dine Kare Dohe Prabhur Shahai. Sharup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, the chief assistants in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. Eidin Govinda Mahaprasad Loya Haridashe Dite Gela Anandita Hoya. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. Deke Haridas Thakur kariya che shayan manda manda karite che shankha shankirtan. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. Govinda kahe uthavashi karaha bhojan Haridasa kahe aji karimu longhan. Please rise and take your Mahaprasada, Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, today I shall observe fasting. Shankha kirtan pure nahi kemate khaibo Mahaprasada niyacho kemate upekhibo. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasadam, and how can I neglect it? Eta boli Mahaprasad karila bandan ekarancha loyatar karila bhakhan. Seeing this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion, and ate it. Purport: Mahaprasadam is none different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasadam, one should honor it. It is said here, Karila Bandan, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasadam, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasadam a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna Varadaya Moy Karibari Jibha Joy Shvaprasad Anadilo Bhai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very much attracted to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees so that Not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasadam one makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with mahaprasadam. Is this going? The screen is out. I don't know if it's just the screen.
Yes.
Ardin mahaprabhu tartayaila shushta hao haridash balitare puchila. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, Haridas, are you well? Namaskar kari teho koila nivedan sharir shushta hoy mor ashushta buddhi man. Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Prabhu kahe kono badhi kahato nirnoy teho kahe shankha kirtana puroi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. Purport. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Nama Acharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. But everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted and chanted loudly so that one can hear himself and others. Minimum 16 so that you will not be burdened, says for the Westerners. I suppose that's because the Westerners, they lead a very busy life. But nowadays Indians are just the same. They're leading a busy life. And Indians also find 16 rounds. It's a tough proposition, it seems. So, we're all in the same unfortunate position. Prabhu kahe, briddha haila, shanka alpa karo, shiddha deha tumi shadane agraha kene karo. Now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Purport. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Shara Goswami Ashtaka, it is stated, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibhi Kala Vasani Kritau. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself. And one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. Lok nishtarite ye tomar abata name mohima loke karila pracha. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Purport. Haridas Thakur is known as Nama Acharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. By using the words Toma Avata, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. Ebe alpo shankha kari karo shankitan hari dasa kahe shuno mo shatta nivedan. The Lord concluded, now therefore please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hariash Thakur replied, kindly hear my real plea. Hino jati janma ma ninda kaliba hina karme rato mui adham parma. I was born in an inferior family and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work, therefore I am the lowest, most condemned of men. Of course, Haridas Thakur is the greatest devotee. But the greatest devotee thinks, I am the lowest. And the most neophyte devotee thinks, I am the best. Adrisha aspriśya more angika koila rorav hoite khari more vaikunthe charaila. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. Shatanta isha tumi hao ichhamoy jagat na chao jare joiche ichha hoy. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. Anek na chailo more prasad koriya vipra shraddha patra khaino mlecha hoya. My dear Lord, by your mercy you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the shradh patra, which should have been offered to first-class brahmanas. I ate from it even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters. Purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Anubhasha quotes from the Vishnu Smriti in reference to the Shraddh Patra. Brahmana pasada hiete kathita pankti dushaka. Etan vivarjayad yatnat shraddha karmani panditaha. According to this verse, if one is born in a Brahmana family but does not behave according to Brahminical standards, he should not be offered the Shraddha Patra, which is prasadam offered to the forefathers. Advaita Acharya offered the Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, not to a Brahmana who had been born in a Brahmana family. Although Haridas Thakur was born in the family of meat eaters, because he was an advanced devotee, he was shown more respect than a first class Brahmana. So that's very interesting for all of you who like to perform Shraddha. And you go to Haridwar or some place to do it, but it's all useless, actually. It doesn't do any benefit for your forefathers, because these so-called brahmanas, they're all not following Brahminical principles. So, it's useless. You're just wasting your money. No benefit for your forefathers or anyone else. Ek bancha hoy ma bahudin hoyte lila shambaribe tumi loy mor chite. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. Shri lila prabhu more kabuned dekhaiba apnarage mor sharir pariba. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. Hridaye dharimu toma kamal charan nayane dekhimu toma chan badan. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. Jibayu charimu toma krishna taitanya nam eimato mora iccha. Charimu Paran. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. Mor e Icha Jodi Toma Prasade Hoy E Nibedan Mor Koro Doya amoi. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. E nicho deho mor poruk toba age. E bancha siddhi mor tomate lage. Let this lowborn body fall down before you. You can make this perfection of all my desires. Prabhu kohe Haridas, jetumi magi be, Krishna kripa moi taha abhasya karibe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. Kintu amar je kichu shuk, shabtoma loya, toma joga nahe jabe amare charya. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Just consider, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, says, whatever happiness I have, it's all due to you. Charane dhare kahe Haridas, nakare ho maya, abhashamo adhame prabhu karo e daya. Don't give me maya, give me daya. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. Mo shiromani koto koto mohashoy, toma lila shahai koti bhakta hoy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. Ama heno jodi ek kit mori gelo ek pipilika moile prithvi kaha hani hoilo. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, an insignificant ant, actually, to be exact, what is the loss? If an ant dies, oh yeah, kit, yes, creeper. If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? Bhagata bachala prabhu tumi mui bhakta bhash abhasya puribe prabhu mora ash. My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Madhan karite prabhu chalilo apane isha dekhiya kalin diben darashane. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. Tobe Mahaprabhu tare kare alingan, madhan karite samudre kare lagaman. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. Prata kala isha deki shabha bhakta loya haridase dekite aila shigra kariya. The next morning after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his devotees, went hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Haridase rage ashi dilo darshan haridasa bandila prabhu ar vaishnav charan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Prabhu kahe Haridas, kaha shamacha, Haridasa kahe Prabhu je kripa toma. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, my dear Haridas, what is the news? Haridas Thakur replied, my Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me. Angane arambhila prabhu mahasankirtan bakrishara panditaha karenartan. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Bakrisha Pandit was the chief dancer. Sharup Goshai Adi Jato Prabhurgan Haridase Beri Kare Namasankirtan. Headed by Sharup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. Ramananda Sarvabhoma Shabaragrete Haridase Guna Prabhu Lagila Kohite. in front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Rai and Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. Haridasa guna kahite prabhu hailo pancha muk kahite kahite prabhu bare mahashuk. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. Haridasa guna shaba bishita hoi man sarva bhakta bande haridasa charan. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridasa nijagrete prabhure bashailo nijanetra dui bhringa mukha padde dila. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. Shahridayani dharila prabhur charan sarva bhakta padarenu mashtak bhushan. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart, and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Balen Barba Prabhu Mukha Madhuri Piye Netre Jaladha. He began to chant the holy name of Shri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Karite Ucharan Name Sahit Prana Koilo Utkraman. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. That means, actually, the literal translation is his pran, the nam with the holy name, his pran went up. So, Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and then, like this, the name with his life went up, like this. Mahajogesha Prai Deki Shachande Maran Bhishe Nirjan Shaba Hoilo Sharan. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. Hari Krishna Shabde Shabe Kare Kola Hal Premanande Mahaprabhu Hoilo Bibal. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names, Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Haridashe tanu prabhu kole loilo uthaya angane nachin prabhu prema bishta haiya. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Prabhu rabeshe abash sarva bhaktagan prema beshe shabe nache kare na kirtan. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless. And in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Emote nritta prabhu koilo koto khan sarup goshai prabhure kara shabodhan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Sri Damodar Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Haridas Thakur. Haridasa Thakure tobe bimane charaya samudre loya gelo tobe kirtan kariya. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Age Mahaprabhu chale nritta karite karite pache nritta kare bakresha bhakta gana shate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Bakresha Pandit along with the other devotees chanted and danced behind him. Harida Shesha Mudra Jalesh Nan Karaila Prabhu Kahe Shamudra E Mahatirta Haila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, from this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site. Haridasa Padodak Pie Bhaktagon Haridasa Ronge Dila Prasad Chandan. Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. Dor Karar Prasad Barstra Onge Dila Balukar Gurta Kori Tahe Shoaila. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed into it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken rope, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on the body. Chari Deke Bhaktagana Karena Kirtan Bhakeshara Pandit Karen Anande Nartan. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting and Bhakesha Pandit danced in jubilation. Haribola, Haribola, Bole Gorarai, Aponi Shri Haste Balu Dilo Targai. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, Haribol, Haribol. Tare balu diya upare pinda badhaila chodike pinde mohar abaran khoila. The devotees covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Taha beri prabhu khoila kirtan nartan haridhani kola hale bharila bhuvan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. Tabe Mahaprabhu Shabha Bhaktagana Shange Samudre Karila Shnana Jala Keli Ronge. After Shankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. Haridase pradakhina kari ailo shinghadare hari kirtan kola hala shakal nagare. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Shinghadara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Shinghadare ashi prabhu pasharya thai Anchal Patiya Prasad Magilo Tathai. Approaching the Shinghadara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasadam from all the shopkeepers there. Haridasa Thakurem Mahotsabe Tore Prasad Magiye Bikha Dehoto Amare. I am begging prasadam for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur, the Lord said. Please give me alms. Shunya prasari shab changara uthaya prasadite yashe tara anandito hoya. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasadam, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. Sharup Goshai Prashari Ke Nishedila Changara Laya Prashari Prashare Boshila. However, Sharup Damodar stopped them and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Sharup Goshai Prabhure Ghar Pathaila Chari Vaishnav Chari Pichara Sange Rakhila. Shroop Damodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him 4 Vaishnavas and 4 servant carriers. Shroop Goshai Kohilen Shabhasharire Eka Ek Drabbe Ek Ek Punja Deho More. Shroop Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me 4 palmfuls of prasadam from each and every item. Ei mate nana prasad bojha bandhaya Loya Ayla Chari Jane Moshtoke Charaya. In this way, varieties of prasadam were collected, then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. Baninatha Patanayak Prasadanila Kashi Mishra Anek Prasad Patayla. Not only did Swarup Damodar Goswami bring prasadam, but Baninath Patanayak and Kashi Mishra also sent large quantities. Sabvaishtave Prabhu Bashailo Shari Shari Apane Paribeshe Prabhu Loya Jana Chari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasadam, assisted by four other men. Mahaprabhu Sri Haste Alpana Aishe Eka Eka Pate Pancha Jana Bokha Paribeshe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasadam in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. Sharup kahe Prabhu Boshi Karaha Darshan Ami Inha Shaba Loya Kari Paribeshan. Sharup Damodar Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch. With these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasadam. Sharup Jagara Ananda Kashisha Shanka Charijana Paribeshan Kare Niranta. The four men, Sharup Damodar, Jagadananda, Kashisha and Shankar, distributed the prasadam continuously. Prabhu na khaile keho na kare bhojan, Prabhure she dine kashi mishre nimantran. All the devotees who sat down would not eat the prasadam as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Apane Kashi Mishra Ailo Prasad Loya Prabhure Bhikkha Karailo Agraha Karya. Therefore, Kashi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasadam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. Puri Bharatir Sange Prabhu Bhikkha Kaila Shakal Vaishnav Tabe Bhojan Karela. With Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasadam. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. Akhanta Puraya Shabai Karaila Bhojan Deha Deha Bali Prabhu Balen Bachan. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more. Bhojan Karya Shabe Koilo Achaman Shabare Parailo Prabhu Mala Chandan. What I was saying? At midday? After prasad. After all the devotees finished accepting prasadam and had washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. Prima Bishtohaya Prabhu Karen Boradan Shuni Bhaktagone Jurain Manashkam. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Hari Dashe Bijayotsav Jai Koilo Darshan Jai Iha Nritta Koilo Jai Koilo Kiratan Jai Tare Balukadite Korila Gaman Tar Madde Mahotsave Jai Koilo Bhojan Achire Hoibe Tashaba Krishna Prapti Hari Dasa Darashane Hoi Oiche Shakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Kripa Kari Krishna More Diachila Shanga Shanga Shatantra Krishna Icha Koilo Shanga Bhanga. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. Haridasa Icha Jabe Hoilo cholite, ama shokoti tare narelo rakite. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Icha matre koilo nija prana nishkramon, purabe jena shunyachi bishe maron. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridasa achilo prithibir shiromani tahabina ratna shunna hailo medini. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Jaya jaya Haridas boli karo haridhani eto boli mahaprabhu nachen aponi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Shobe gai joy 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 Haridas name mohema jeho karila prakash. Everyone began to chant all glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Tobi Mahaprabhu shab bhakti bidai dila harsha bishade prabhu bishram karila. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Eto kahilu haridashe bijoy jaha shravane krishne dhira bhakti hoy. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Purport. At Purushottam Kshetra, or Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Tota Gopinath. If one goes from there to the sea, he can discover the tomb of Haridas Thakur still existing. Every year on the date of Ananta Chaturdashi, there is a festival to commemorate the passing of Haridas Thakur. At the same place, deities of Nityananda Prabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Advaita Prabhu were established about 100 years ago. A gentleman named Brahmavara from Kendrapara in the province of Orissa contributed funds to establish these deities in the temple. The management of the temple was under the Tota Gopinath Goswamis. The temple was later sold to someone else, and this party is now maintaining the Seva Puja of the temple. Near this temple and the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur constructed a small house called the Bhakti Kuti. In the Bengali year 1329 AD 1922, the Purushottam Mart, a branch of the Gauriya Mart, was established there. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, it is stated, Srinivasa Shigra Shamudra Kule Gela Haridas Thakure Samadhi Dekila Bhumite Pariya Koilo Pranati Bishtar Bhagavata Gan Sri Samadhi Shanidhane. Srinivasa Stira Koilo Shasneha Bachane Puna Srinivasa Sri Samadhi Pranamiya Jibilab Koilo Tashunile Drabe Hiya. Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees present there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words, and Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur makes one's heart melt. Chaitanyara bhaktabachalla ihate jani bhaktabancha purna koila nyasi shiromani. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is toward his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. Sheshakale delotare darshan sparshan tare kole kore koila apane nartan. When Haridas Thakur was at the last stage of his life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Thakur Haridas on his lap. Can I ask him to speak quietly? and personally danced with it. Apone Shri Hasti Kripai Tare Baludila Apone Prasada Magi Mahotsav Koila. Out of his causeless mercy, the Lord personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Mahabhagavata Haridas Param Bidhan Esho Bhaga Lagi Age Karela Prayan. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Haridas Thakur is mentioned here as the most learned scholar, Param Bidhan. Actually, the most important science is to know the science of getting out of the clutches of material existence. Anyone who knows this science must be considered the greatest learned person. Anyone who knows the temporary situation of this material world and is expert in achieving a permanent situation in the spiritual world, who knows that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the jurisdiction of our experimental knowledge, is understood to be the most learned scholar. Haridas Thakur knew this science perfectly, therefore he is described in this connection as Parama Vidvan. He personally preached the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is approved by the revealed scriptures, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Iti Pungsar Pita Vishno Bhaktis Chainava Lakshana Creator Bhagavatyadha Tanmanyi Dhita Muttamam. There are 9 different processes of devotional service to Krishna, the most important being Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well, and he can therefore be called technically Sarva Shastra Dhiti. Anyone who has learned the essence of all the Vedic scriptures is to be known as a first-class educated person with full knowledge of all shastras. Chaitanya Charitra E Amrita Shindhu Karna Mana Chipta Kare Jar Ek Bindu. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Bhava Shindhu Taribare Ache Jar Chitta Shodha Kari Shuno She Chaitanya Charitra. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila, 11th chapter, describing the passing of Haridas Thakur. Any question, please? Hare Krishna. Well, it requires more patience to sit and listen, isn't it, than to listen to a class. But that's the traditional system. People have lost the taste or ability to hear, just to sit and listen. Nowadays, if you have to give a class, if you don't tell a lot of jokes and a lot of stories, no one's interested. Now they've invented this interactive class, because people, they don't just want to listen, they want to talk. But actually the system is hearing. This was a daily practice in the lives of cultured people, simply to hear the Shastra daily. So, you've heard the passing of Haridas Thakur. All glories to Srila Haridas Thakur. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and to Srila Prabhupada, who has given this nectar, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna. Thank you for listening patiently. Hare Krishna.